Joining us now is Evan Bayh, Democratic Senator from Indiana. Welcome to the program, Senator.
Thank you, Robert.
What was it like in that bipartisan caucus today?
Well, it was inspirational. At the beginning, we heard from Robert Byrd, who is a national treasure, going at some length about the traditions of the Senate, the importance of the Constitution, and in particular, he spoke about the black pit of partisanship and implored all of us to refrain from entering that pit.
One way in which that pit was avoided today over the question of witnesses was to defer the question of witnesses until after opening statements. Was it evident to somebody who took part in those caucuses today that the issue of witnesses really does break down along partisan lines, or does it not?
I don't think we'll know, Robert, until we get there. I think most of the Democrats don't see the need for that. I frankly have an open mind. I'd like to hear from the House members why they think additional witnesses are necessary, what that testimony would be, so that it's not repetitious of what they've already testified to under oath, and hopefully is not too graphic or salacious. Most of the Republicans who spoke in the joint caucus indicated that while they personally did not favor the calling of witnesses, they felt the need to defer to the House and give some due weight to the institutional role of the House prosecutors and their decisions about how to proceed.
Was there any debate, or what was the discussion that led to the part of the agreement that says that barring some other resolution that might intervene, there will be a vote on both of the articles of impeachment, either to remove or to acquit?
Well, we won't know that until, I hate to repeat myself, but this is a process that's evolving as we speak. It's quite possible there will be a motion to dismiss by either the president's counsel or a member of the Senate, which will not be voted upon. It will be made. Then there will be a motion to hear witnesses. We could hear for up to 6 hours debate on why witnesses would be necessary or not necessary. Then a vote would be held on the motion to dismiss. If that did not carry, then we'd go on with the trial, see how that would proceed with the witnesses, other evidentiary matters, and ultimately then would have a vote on the articles of impeachment.
Is the point, though, that once you go past all of those motions you mentioned, that that's the last stop the train makes until voting on the articles of impeachment, or was that settled?
Well, that would be when the trial would, a full-blown trial would take place at that point, Robert. And I think anyone who tells you how long that would go, how it would proceed, is just pulling your leg. I think no one knows.
So. You're not going to pull our leg and tell us how long you think the trial is going to go? I was just going to ask you that question.
Well, it's anyone's guess, frankly, how long a witness list would be, how much pretrial discovery would take place. That's something else I forgot to mention. The motions that we would vote on would simply be to depose witnesses. And that could take quite some time, in which the trial would adjourn. Hopefully the Senate would get on with other business. We would then reconvene, and after reviewing the depositions, hearing from the prosecutors, the president's counsel, then would decide whether to, in fact, call as witnesses those who had been deposed.
And would those depositions be taken by the president's lawyers and the House managers, or would they involve senators actually taking part in the depositions?
No, I don't think anyone envisions senators actually participating in the depositions.
If there are witnesses, could we possibly hear from them or hear their testimony cited before beginning of February?
Well, it's possible. I would assume that the House, it's envisioned that the House prosecutors will refer to witnesses in their testimony, those who are currently on the public record as a part of their opening statements and presentation. When we get into the debate about the calling of witnesses, then they can refer to witnesses and possible testimony about those outside the public record. There's a great debate about that right now.
And how likely do you think it is that today's spirit of bipartisanship could survive those issues' resolution?
Well, I'm hopeful, but the hard votes are yet to come on the vote to dismiss, on the witnesses. So we've made a good first step. I hope Americans can be proud of the fact that it was bipartisan, but we're just going to have to take it one step at a time.
Well, Senator Bayh, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you, Robert.
Evan Bayh, Democratic Senator from Indiana.